100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we had a whole lot of stories on the topics. Well, it's topics. It's a pick two. Reviewal. Painfully Shy, Rats Translation, Crack of Dawn, and Shine. Do you want to hear the stories? Okay, let's go ahead. I'll get back with you after we're done.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. My story this week is called A Proud Married Mother of Seven. Her babies were born during a summer thunderstorm. She nurtured them in a disused ventilation shaft while secretly dreading the day they'd leave the nest. She prepared them well, though, taught them about hawks, owls, cats and foxes, even raccoons, although there weren't many of those to be found around Digbeth coach station. She warned them of the temptation of poison bait boxes and the dangers of eating cold kebab meat straight from the bin. They first ventured out at the crack of dawn. They stuck closely together, but went straight under the wheels of the overnight coach from Aberdeen. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry to the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 896. It's a pick two challenge. Tom, I love you, man. Great reference to Clutch Cargo, the weirdest cartoon ever made. Well, here's my story. A kindly old woman smiled at them from behind the counter inside the store. She leaned forward to look out the window.
How did you three get here?
Sabrina picked up a shiny packet of powdered donuts.
We've been walking since the crack of dawn. Will this road take us to Eureka?
She nodded.
Ferndale, Fortuna, and then on to Eureka.
Bilbert paid for their donuts and milk. He headed for the door and stopped. A jeep pulled into the parking lot with three familiar passengers.
Rats, Bilbert said. In review of our situation, is there a back door we can use?
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Even in the Quietest Moment. Maurice surveyed the horizon, a mere sliver of light over the waves of black sand. He was not one to be up at the crack of dawn. He was the nighthawk, the man with the 100-yard stare. When he saw her face in the starlight, he could not bear to wake Amanda. It was the first time in weeks he noted the grief had, for a moment, crept away into the blackness about them. The trouble with the blackness, it was just as likely to creep back at you. What was creeping towards them were the rats. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. There must be some way out of here.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Every morning, at the crack of dawn, the rats return to their lair. The village breathes a collective sigh of relief, and once the sun is high in the sky, life can resume as normal. Doors and shutters are checked. Freshly gnawed holes are filled. And bait and traps set. Only then can we attend to the preparing and cooking of the meat snared overnight. Once we have eaten, we prepare once more for the darkness and horror of the night. By day, we may feast on the rats. But, when the night comes, they seek to feast on us.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. At the crack of dawn, the rats would come out to play. He knew they would try to shine, but he wouldn't let them. Oh, no. At the crack of dawn, the rats would start to talk. He knew they'd give him up, but he wouldn't let them. Oh, no. There was only one way to stop this madness. He drove to them. At the crack of dawn, he knocked on their door. They opened, saw him, and tried to run. It was messy, and they never got to shine. He almost felt for them at the crack of dawn. And this was my story for this week, up on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. And this is a Pick 2 story. The topics I've chosen are shine and painfully shy. And the story's called Hello World. I've always been painfully shy. For as long as I can remember, I've been the one hiding in the corner, keeping as low a profile as possible and avoiding interaction with others. It had to stop. I got counselling, in itself a huge leap forward, and they gave me suggestions of ways to break out of my shell. The internet was the perfect way to keep people at a distance whilst stepping out of my comfort zone. Try writing stories for a podcast, they said. So I did. And here I am. At long last, it's my turn to shine. All finished. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Drusilla is painfully shy. Sits in the back of the classroom. Never raises her hand. Wets herself when she's called on anyway. And if she answers, she answers in a whisper. Changes in a bathroom stall for gym, and runs to the bathroom to change back. Nobody invites her to their parties, which is fine by her. She likes to keep to herself, and her pet rats. Well, she calls them her pet rats, but they're just ordinary rats in the house, running around the cellar. She puts out cheese for them. They eat and run back into the shadows.
Can you believe that we've gotten to the end of the podcast? Well, that's it. All the stories on the topics for the Pick 2. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, check out the text of the stories, links to people's sites if they've sent them to me. If it's just a dead link, let me know, and I can get the real link in there. Sometimes things change over time. Who knows? The next topic is moisture. I can't believe we're halfway through the year. What a year it's been. And still is. Ow. My jaw. No, the lower one this time. Maybe the upper one. They don't know what they're doing. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.